Gilbert South is the last one in our portfolio that we couldn't pass up. Spanish Moon is an analog to Kinross's Round Mountain, which is a 23 million ounce deposit, literally 13 kilometers away. We've, you know, Eminent for the first time has consolidated that area as a district. So that's got huge potential and has past production of over 200,000 ounces of silver at high grade. Really, if I had to choose, I think Hot Springs is just is super exciting. As mentioned, it's never been drilled before. It has huge potential. I view that as a lottery ticket within our portfolio. So right now, I think that I'm just really anxious to see you know, what lies beneath there.
The Financial Survival Network. Now more than ever. The Financial Survival Network.
And welcome. This is the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Harry Lutz. We are thrilled to introduce a new sponsor to you today, Eminent Gold. Eminent is exploring Nevada, the Great Basin. And with us is the CEO, Paul Sun. Paul, you're a mining engineer with extensive experience in capital markets. And also with us is Chief Geologist and Director, Dr. Dan McCoy. Dan, you've worked extensively in the mineral sector for well over 30 years, and you have a pretty storied career of making discoveries. I'm really thrilled to have you both on here. I'm a shareholder in the company, too. What attracted me, honestly, Paul, was the concept that Nevada, I always perceived it as being very picked over. There's definitely metal to be found there, but I didn't think it could be found in the places where you're looking, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, thanks very much, Kerry, for having us on. We really appreciate it. And yeah, to your point, you know, look, when I think about the portfolio that we've put together at Eminent, you know, I think it really ticks all the boxes on what an investor like yourself would look for when investing in a gold exploration story. You know, as you noted, we are in Nevada. We have four 100% owned high impact gold exploration projects. And yeah, some people say, well, okay, we know Nevada's had a lot of gold discoveries, but, you know, hasn't it already been found? And that's actually a misnomer. In fact, you know, you'll learn that the projects that we're working on are in areas that have been underexplored or in some cases not explored at all. And further to that point, you know, the portfolio is driven by, you know, new concepts and fresh perspectives. So for the first time, you know, these areas are being systematically explored and methodically explored in a way that they never have been before. And as you mentioned at the outset, you know, Dan McCoy, our chief geo, you know, he's done this twice before in terms of finding gold. So you're getting a team that knows how to find gold and as a result, you know, have created shareholder value with the companies that they have been with. So, you know, I think, you know, thinking about that, you know, I think we really do tick all those boxes on what one would look for. And I think Nevada, of course, is ranked as the number one jurisdiction for gold exploration and development. So, you know, Nevada's just, it's safe. It keeps giving. And, you know, as an investor, you don't have to worry about, you know, waking up one morning and having some third world government, you know, expropriate your asset away from you. You're safe where we are, which is positive.
So Dan, there's four projects involved, I understand, and they all seem like very promising. We've got some channel samples on two, which we'll talk about in a bit. But these four projects, how did you come about selecting them? And how difficult, Paul, were they to obtain?
Basically, I've been in Nevada now for about 20 years. I worked in Alaska before. And the first project I ever had in Nevada on the junior side was a project called Regent. And the person that we did the project with, we had an option agreement, and a part of that option agreement, he got a bunch of shares, and we didn't find anything on his property, but we went to Ghana and found 5 million ounces, and he made a whole lot of money off of Keegan. And Therefore, anytime he comes up with a new project, and I really think this guy's the best prospector in Nevada. Anytime he comes up with a new project, we get to look at it first. And so the timing of this has been very good because he, you know, had developed, and one of them, I helped him develop the Spanish Moon project. You know, we're basically going to be the first ones to be working on these projects for many years. And as Paul was saying, and I just to follow up a little bit on him, what he was saying about Nevada, I think Nevada is the same essentially as Ghana. When we went to Africa, to Ghana, everybody was working in two belts, essentially. I mean, vast majority of exploration dollars was either going to the Ashanti belt or the Sefwi belt. We found 5 million ounces in between those two belts in some place where you weren't supposed to be able to find gold. And I think Nevada is the same way. The vast majority of exploration dollars are chasing after either the Carlin Trend or the Eureka Battle Mountain Trend. And amazingly, we are actually lucky to have what I think is the best property in that area. But that was pure luck. And that came in with, you know, the skill of our other geos. But essentially, the other three projects are not in that trend, and none of them have had drill holes in the last 20 years. Some of them haven't had any drilling in like 40 years. So the previous operators were looking for different things than what we're looking for. And we have the opportunity now because we have some very, very, we have, you know, essentially three PhD geologists, four PhD geologists now. So essentially, you know, we have that technical expertise and we have some modern methods that weren't, you know, able to be used before. So each one of our projects, we're looking for something that nobody looked for. For example, Weepaw never had a soil grid on it. They basically just focused on this one little area and they didn't identify what the structural indicators were. And so Weepaw, by us saying like, wait a minute, this structure that's actually carrying the high grade gold is going east west. It's not going north south. And so by realizing that, we went out and we actually sampled in the footwall of the open pit and found that, you know, some of these more east-west structures were carrying like 60 grams per ton over a meter. And we're like, wow, you know, the previous drilling on Weepaw had been oriented either vertical or east-west. These structures are steep and they're east-west. So we think some of the big hits that had been made previously and which brought us to the project, we think those hits we were always wondering why didn't they still hit that high grade? And it's because their drill rigs were oriented the wrong direction. And so, you know, this gives us a huge opportunity because now a whole lot of things make sense. A whole lot of the different pods of mineralization there makes sense. We've also used a technique that wasn't available before, which is pediment sampling. We're actually sample the pediment. That's like the overlying gravels on top of the bedrock. And, you know, recent work has shown that you can get a signature, particularly an arsenic above that. So we've been able to use that to identify some big strike lengths of potential structure underneath very shallow gravels. So, you know, Weepaw is really come to life. I mean, it's really looking like the project we'd hoped it would be. And so we're quite excited about that.
For good reason, too. So, Paul, acquiring projects like this in the middle of Nevada, a very heavily explored state jurisdiction, it's pretty difficult, isn't it?
You know, it is, but, you know, with Dan's background and his contacts, as he just, you know, told the story from his success at Keegan, you know, I don't know if it's official, but, you know, we certainly call him Mr. Nevada. So he's very plugged in. And as he mentioned, some of those, you know, he gets the first look at some of them. He also alluded to, you know, our technical team is, you know, under Dan's leadership is unbelievable. You know, they would be unbelievable on any project, but the fact that we have, you know, four PhD geos in our team, that are all central and local to Nevada is unbelievable. And, And there's actually a couple, Justin Milliard and Ajit Milliard, who did their dissertations on mineralization types that are very local and native to Nevada. They brought us the Hot Springs Range project, which they, you know, through their work, you know, doing their PhD. And by the way, these aren't people that are fresh out of school. They have, you know, each 10 years of experience, one from Newmont, one from Newcrest, both in exploration and production. But after or while doing their dissertations, they went out and they staked a bunch of land on the other side of the Getchell Trend intersection with the Battle Mountain Trend. So on one side, you have Twin Creeks and Turquoise Ridge, which collectively are 20 million ounces. On the other side, literally nothing has ever been explored. And the work that we've done so far is really looking like it's a direct analog, the geochem, the geophysics. It's an exact signature to what we're seeing on the other side. And that's, you know, less than 15 kilometers away. So to your point, Kerry, yeah, it's unbelievable to think that that's, you know, never been explored, never had a drill hole in it. But that came to us, you know, from members of our team. So I think being plugged in, having a great board, you know, we have Ann Carpenter. She's on our board, Deep Rolodex in the Southwest US. So we really have a lot of firepower when it comes to, you know, relationships, both technical as well as, you know, in government. So I think, you know, so far so good. We've been lucky in establishing and securing those projects that we have.
Hey, so let's talk about Gilbert South, Dan. So that was never properly explored either, and gotten some really good samples there as well.
Yeah, Gilbert South is, I think it's another another example of basically people not looking for what we're looking for, particularly in this spot. Like the old timers were, they were after kind of what we're after. In this case, we're after bonanza veins. We're getting really high grades there, you know, 30 grams per ton. We're seeing a lot of visible gold in the dumps there. And so the old timers were actually, they were on to some pretty good high grade, but all the drilling that was done there in the 80s and 90s was not. If you remember in the 80s, that was the days of heap leach in Nevada. Everybody just wanted shallow oxide. They would come in with RC rigs and they would just pepper the ground with, you know, vertical RC holes, and they either found, you know, oxide deposits or didn't. So nobody has really targeted these high-grade bonanza style structures, you know, until we've come along. And we're very, very excited, because what we're seeing is we're using a very interesting technique, a spectral technique that's been used successfully before to indicate that you're looking at a big upwelling of fluids. These kind of systems are very associated with hot springs. And so, you know, everybody knows can sit in the hot springs. The interesting thing, you sit in the hot springs, there could very well be gold forming 200 feet under where you're sitting, like bonanza, high-grade gold. And we're seeing all the indications, all the geologic indications that we're just maybe right on top of this bonanza system. Right now, we're just starting to do some geophysics. That's never really been done on this project before. And that should really help us, because it'll show us where there's going to be a lot of quartz. And wherever there's a lot of quartz in these systems, there generally tends to be a lot of gold. So we're very excited. We think we'll have this one ready for drill targeting as soon as this geophysics is done, actually.
I know you've got four projects. They all seem really promising. Paul, is there a favorite that you have here?
Yeah, sure. We get asked that a lot, and I don't want to steal Dan's joke, but, you know, he always says it's like, you know, choosing, you know, your favorite child. You know, each of the four projects offers a different opportunity in terms of stage of exploration and path to discovery. So, you know, like as Dan talked about, we pause like the low-hanging fruit. You know, Gilbert South is the last one in our portfolio that we couldn't pass up. Spanish Moon is an analog to Kinross's Round Mountain, which is a 23 million ounce deposit. You know, literally 13 kilometers away, Eminent for the first time has consolidated that area as a district. So that's got huge potential and has past production of over 200,000 ounces of silver at high grade. But you know, really, if I had to choose, I think Hot Springs is just, is super exciting. As mentioned, it's never been drilled before. It has huge potential. So, you know, right now that would be the one, you know, I view that as a lottery ticket within our portfolio. So, right now I think that I'm just really anxious to see, you know, what lies beneath there.
Geological standpoint, Dan, do you have a favorite here?
I actually really like Hot Springs too. It's the one that it doesn't have any drill holes or any historic mining. And it's amazing to me that it's there. And really, it preceded by joining the company. As Paul mentioned, Justin and Ajit Milliard, they were waiting to have their dissertations approved and decided instead of sitting at home, they would go and you know, do some prospecting. And they figured out an incredible similarity between Getchell and between the Hot Springs Range. And it's only 13 kilometers away. And it's like, why hasn't this been explored? And usually those things disappear. Usually, you know, when there wasn't a sample, there wasn't anything done, usually those things don't pan out. In this case, we found everything we're looking for. Every confirmation to for the model is there, you know, big soil anomaly, you know, gold up to 2 grams on the surface. That's not even part of the target. And the geophysics has confirmed the only thing we have to do is drill through a very small layer of post mineral basalt. But it's, you know, it's incredible. So I'm very excited about it, even though it wasn't one of the ones I brought in. I think it's a great project.
Yeah, well, success has 1,000 fathers.
That's right. Exactly.
Paul, so in terms of news flow, catalysts, in terms of timeline, what are we looking at here?
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, as mentioned, we have 4 projects, so we're going to be active on all 4, getting them ready to that drill ready stage. So that means, you know, as Dan talked about, soil samples, geochem samples, rock samples, geophysics, et cetera. So we're all preparing that on all 4 projects right now. The intention or the hope is to be, you know, drill ready on 2, maybe 3 for the spring. Obviously we'll see, you know, how things go and how quickly things progress. But yeah, that's basically, you know, we're active on 4 projects. So there'll be ongoing news flow from all 4 projects, getting us ready to the drill ready stage, in Q1. And then we'll start punching holes.
And obviously we're now in the exploration mode. We've moved away from the acquisition period, but you know, when people start hearing that you've come across types of projects, there's going to be interest, and I'm sure that you're getting more opportunities presented. You know, I know you never say never, but what's your attitude towards taking on anything else?
Yeah, from my perspective, I think we're pretty good on the 4, as Dan mentioned. You know, by now, you know, he's usually would have killed off a few things. I mean, this is, you know, early stage exploration. So right now we have 4 shots on goal. Who knows what's, you know, going to happen. Obviously the drill always, you know, as they say, tells, you know, is the truth teller. So for now, I think, you know, we're good. We, you know, from my perspective, we were good when we had 3. And as mentioned, when Gilbert South came knocking, it was just too good to pass up. But, you know, as you said, never say never. We're not actively looking. You know, if things, you know, come in, it's always good to know, you know, what else is out there. But, you know, maybe pass the buck to Dan to get his thoughts on, since he's a geo and geos love, you know, chasing stuff.
We definitely are always looking over the horizon for sure. But in this case, I think we are getting projects. I think what we would have to see, we would have to see a project that was at a more advanced stage and that still had good exploration opportunity. And there's not that many of them out there. Generally, once a project has got a resource, if it's up for sale, a lot of times it's because of some reason. But we still look until, you know, we look at every project that comes in the door, usually a couple a week. It's, you know, we spend a bit of time on it, but we don't allow ourselves to be diverted too much. But, you know, usually it's like, okay, this looks really good, always at the beginning. And then you find out, you know, where the warts are and why it's on the block. That's why I think the opportunity for me, the opportunity has always been kind of earlier stage, because, you know, you're not looking at a retread, you're looking at a whole new idea. And that's where we prefer to be.
And in terms of all the supply chain shortages, everything else, Dan, you're so well connected in Nevada. Hopefully you're able to mitigate some of these delays from the labs, et cetera, and finding crews, finding people to actually go out and do the work.
Yeah, I think, like I said, the company, when I joined, it already came with a couple of high-powered GEOs. Of course, I have my own high-powered GEO that I've been working with since 2004. And so I would say as far as staffing up, we've got a really great team technically. As far as drill programs goes, I'm finding that it's tough, but maybe not as tough as it was back in 2011. But right now we're actually already in the midst of contracting. We've been contracting geophysicists. There hasn't been any supply chain problems with geophysics. It's pretty simple stuff. Drilling, similar thing. The drillers aren't impeded by supply chain shortages. It's competitive, but we actually already have, you know, a drill company set up to drill for us when we're ready. And we're actually in kind of, you know, end stage contract negotiations with them. As far as assaying goes, the rocks are back. The rocks are coming fast, which is good, because that's been really helping us to get those rocks back so that we can see what we got. And so, you know, we're getting a turnaround of only like 3 weeks on rocks. Soil samples are hit by supply chain shortages, but we're mostly done with, we've got a little bit of soil sampling left, but we're mostly done with it. So it's not going to impact us.
Oh, that's really good news, because it's become endemic, I hesitate to say pandemic, throughout the industry, of these assay lab delays and the ability to staff up. But I guess that's one of the benefits of being in the U.S. Probably the staffing issues are far less than north of the border and in other places in the world, in South America. So we really appreciate you guys coming on. You definitely want to go over to eminentgoldcorp.com. Sign up for notifications so you'll get those releases as they come out. The ticker symbols on the OTCQB, it's EMGDF. And on the TSX Venture, it's EMNT. Paul, Dan, thanks so much for coming on, and we'll definitely follow up with you shortly. Looking forward to more releases.
Thanks very much, Gary. Thanks again for having us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Gary. Oh, it's a lot of fun. Appreciate it.
The Financial Survival Network.